Hello, 12345A. And welcome to our pre-show. We're back in California here for the 25th of May, 2021. It's a Tuesday. Everything's groovy, I think. I'm not sure. I was just watching the Panthers playing hockey because I'm doing this here pre-show on a Monday night. Actually, I got in, flew in. I got to take a piss. Now in the middle of the fucking pre-show, I got to take a piss. What do you think of that? Shit. All right, hold on, man. Here, I'll put some music on. Or does it really matter? Does it matter? If I don't play music, will it bother you? Is that a jet? I got into, what's the score? 1-1 Tampa in Florida. I got into L.A. at 10:30. Plane landed at 10:30. I couldn't believe it. Plane took out 8:30, Fort Lauderdale. 5-hour flight. For some reason, I didn't think we were getting in until like 11:55. I don't know why it stuck in my mind that we wouldn't be getting until like noon to California. But as it turned out, 8:30, 5-hour flight, that's 1:30, minus 3 for the time change is 10:30. So I don't know why it blew my mind, but we're landing. I'm going, sure seems early. And the guy goes, yeah, it's 10:30 in the morning. I go, thank you. So, you know, such is the world, man. Tampa has a 20-year-old kid by McKnight, yeah, by the name of McKnight, I should say. Or is that his name? Or Knight. 20-year-old kid in goal. Or did I say Tampa? Florida. I'm doing real good. And he gave up a goal within like 3 minutes or something and hasn't given up shit since. We're a third of the way through the second period and the kid's holding up, man. Meanwhile, Vasilevsky's given up a goal. So anyway, I know most of you who don't follow hockey don't give a fuck and I don't blame you. I didn't give a fuck for the longest time. All of a sudden when I got sick and tired of looking at football, hockey became my game. All right. So what are we going to watch today? What do you think we should look at today? Let's take a look. Let's go over to our website. Today is an encore day, and that means generally that we do a an encore show. We do that from our archives, and generally we go to our digital archives for that. What I mean by that is we go back to the archives of our digital show as opposed to the radio show. The classic is a different thing entirely. And I think what we'll do is go back to 2020. It's probably a pain in the ass to go back. What month is this? May? Let's go back to May of 2020. What was going on 1 year? All kinds of shit was happening 1 year ago. Phil talks with Bobby and Steve about a hereditary disease the family suffers from. Is this dumb tongue? Where are my glasses, you fucking whore? God damn it. How long is this?
Yeah. I love this song. This is along with that 2 Chainz kid used to play. I love this. I know you'd understand.
But General, that's those are the only lyrics you know.
I know, but I like the way it just sweeps in like that. Very, very lovely song.
Well, that's our friend's Misery Slims. Yeah, that was really dumb.
That's some kind of a joke? No, that is not a joke. Her father is an idiot.
Well, have you ever met him?
I have not met him. I've read some of his writings, yes.
What kind of a write? What do you mean, writings?
Bobby's father was in the Army. He was career Army. But he did keep a journal, because at some point I thought he was going to write the big war journal, like he was Douglas MacArthur.
Okay.
And it was all stuff like, you know, occasionally he had a bout with dumb tongue. It was all stuff, today I go shoot on range, things like that, you know.
Well, did he know he was writing that way?
Yes, he did. So he's the one that alerted Bobby that dumb tongue was right around the corner, and he gave up writing his memoirs. But
dumb
I think he died
was
a happy
right
man.
Around the corner. This I gotta hear.
Okay, he died. He owned a bowling alley with Bobby's mother, and got along very well with the people there.
Can't wait for this show. This ought to be great. Dumb tongue. That will be our. That will be our.
Thunder, what's up, baby? This is my cat. She can't live without me. Come here, Thunder. Come here, bud.
She can't live without her dad. Ah, fuck. Oh, okay, I see what I did wrong. It'll be the second time I've downloaded this goddamn thing. And while we're on the topic, why don't we find ourselves an archive show? 99-2000. Thunder, come here. Hey, fuck off. Hey, fuck right off, huh? Hey, what the fuck? Fuck me. Here we go, September 2000. This ought to be good. The leaves of brown came tumbling down September. Ah, September. In the rain.
What the fuck?
Here we go. Art Griego. Here's a good one. I don't know what this is about, but it looks really funny. This is September 2000. Art Griego. Modern airplanes no longer need wings and rudders. Oh, sorry. I didn't want to. I don't mean to piss you off. In the rain. Da 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 da. I got a fucking New Yorker, Jonathan Green, County of Ventura. I keep getting these COVID updates from the County of Ventura, which I signed up for, which I'm very happy to have done. Very happy to have done that. But, you know, since I got double vaxxed, thank you, County Ventura, for that. Thank you for great rollout. The COVID vax rollout in Ventura County was good. I know I initially bitched because I was sitting there waiting around twiddling my thumbs for my turn. And they finally got around to my tier, as they call it. The fuck is this? Okay, September. And then when they got around to my tier and they got around to vaxxing me, I suddenly was really a big fan of Ventura County and their rollout of the vaccine. Thank you. No, it was it was great. It really was. You guys are terrific. I love you. Love Ventura County. You're a little, you know, you're a little slow on the uptake on some things. You're a little, you know, I know you don't want to be Orange County. I understand that. And thank you for that, which means you don't want to be, well, never mind. And I know you don't want to be the Valley, and I appreciate that. But, you know, there does need to be some modicum of growth, don't you think? And I think they're actually doing that now. I've seen some things. I don't want to get into it, but there's some, you know, anyway. All right. Fuck it. We got that. Thunder. Huh? We're there? We're almost there. Now we will head on back to our, so we've got that. We've got our September 2000. Okay, I think I'm groovy there. The leaves of brown came tumbling down that September. Yeah, September. Hey, in the rain. Peter Nero. My dad had Peter Nero records. Don't know who he is? Look him up. Are you horrified when you find out? You and me both. I'm kidding. Peter Nero was a very classy, one of these cats that you're, if you had parents of my generation, they listen to these guys, Peter Nero. Then my father graduated to Dave Brubeck, which, thank God, I finally got some goddamn jazz in that place. That's what I said to him, too. I'm 10 years old. I think I was 10, maybe 9, and my dad finally put on Take 5 and, you know, what the hell was that album? Blue Rondo and some of the other stuff. And I said, it's about time you got some fucking jazz in this goddamn place. My dad went, ha, ha, look at my son. Ha, ha, ha. Boom! He didn't hit me. Not that I remember. All right. So what we're doing here is the year 2020. And we're going to the end. We're doing Bobby and Steve and Dumb Tongue, right? In the month of May? In the merry little month of May. And I believe it's Bobby and Steve Dooley. Talks with Bobby and Steve Dooley about hereditary disease. May 29th. And here it is. And this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to show you. See? So I'm going to get this up, cue this bitch up. Let me see here.
Whoop-boo! Problem because rudders should only be on boats.
That's correct. If you look at boats, most boats have rudders.
Uh-oh. Wait. Shut your fucking hole.
Phil Hendry Show. What's the matter, Margaret? Well, you're getting into too much specifics here, and I do think it encourages those out there in the audience that may have a weakness for alcohol to say, oh, let me go and get the Phil Hendry shot glass one final drunk before I go into jail.
What does that mean? Margaret knows some guys that go on benders before they go inside.
I most certainly do not.
Well, then why'd you tell me you did?
This is an even the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, whenever that is, man. That's,
That sounds interesting. Do you ever watch that?
I've watched it a couple of times. It's guy. Visit Bet.
This is a collect call from
Dark Horse Sweatshirts. That's the Teds of Beverly Hills, there at the Phil Hendry Show website.
Let me go and get the Phil Hendry shot glass one final drunk before I go and
see what there is for you. You'll love it. Something for everybody, for a birthday, for a Mother's Day. Well, that's for Father's Day.
That's it. Father's Day, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Father's Day, right. 4th of July, one of the big gift-giving holidays, I guess. My birthday's coming up on September the 1st.
So you want some of your own merch?
Well, I'll buy you something, Phil, if you got any money. Sure. Then we have Halloween, and
that's the big one.
Yeah, then we have Thanksgiving, where people exchange gifts all the time. I was going to say Thanksgiving again. We have Christmas.
New Year's.
I got to pot it up kind of high, man.
PhilHendryShow.com, the merch store.
I got to pot it up kind of high, man.
You know about it, Mr. Henry?
Yeah. Got to pot it up kind of high, man. Okay. That's where we started getting our hum, man. Here we go. Got it. I got it going on, man. Yeah, all right. That's it for the pre-show. Now for the big show.